HBO dominated the competition at last night's 56th annual Emmy Awards. Out of 27 categories, the cable television channel won 16. The Sopranos won for Outstanding Drama Series. The show's creator, David Chase, collected the statue after his show lost in that same category in four previous years.
It's great seeing the team finally get recognized. All the years we've won for individual achievements, all have been great. But finally, for the first time, the whole cast, crew, everybody involved with this show is now recognized. And that's terrific.
The actress Edie Falco, who plays Tony Soprano's wife, said the award was no big deal.
I don't know if I've ever felt like we really have to have these statues, because I'll tell you what, next week, ask who won the best drama series, nobody's going to remember.
But Broadway star Elaine Stritch was a bit more excited. She won for the HBO adaptation of her one-woman Broadway show, Elaine Stritch, at Liberty.
I try not to drink, but I... Look at the company I'm in. Just look at it. I mean, and I'm so glad none of them won. I'm so glad none of them won.
Stritch used profanity in her acceptance speech. Unlike HBO, the Emmy telecast on ABC censored her using a 5-second delay. Allison Janney won Best Actress in a Drama Series for her role in The West Wing. She turned the spotlight onto a fellow nominee, Mariska Hargitay of Law & Order.
I just thought it was going to go another way, so I felt very underprepared as an actress accepting a wonderful award, but it doesn't mean it wasn't so appreciated, and I wanted to, because I saw Mariska at a party last night, and I said, well, if I win, I'll give it to you, because that's how, you know, so that's the first thing that came to my mind when I got up there.
Janney did invite her fellow nominees to join her on stage, and Hargitay did. Seven awards went to HBO's miniseries about people with AIDS called Angels in America. Meryl Streep won for Best Actress, and Al Pacino won for Best Actor. The 6-hour miniseries was based on a Broadway play. Kelsey Grammer got a sweet goodbye for Frasier, which is no longer on the air. He won for Best Actor in a Comedy Series, and his co-star David Hyde Pierce won for Best Supporting Actor. Sex and the City also ended last spring. The star of that show, Sarah Jessica Parker, won for Best Actress in a Comedy Series, and her co-star Cynthia Nixon won for Best Supporting Actress. Some other winners include Fox's Arrested Development for Best Comedy Series. Comedy Central's The Daily Show with Jon Stewart won for Best Variety, Music, or Comedy Series. And Bravo's Queer Eye for the Straight Guy won for Best Reality Program.
All things just keep getting better.